Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. After agriculture, tourism is the biggest industry in South Dakota, and the summer months are the peak time for visitors. Back in May, tourism officials were anticipating a good summer. There was a strong demand for vacation guides and e-newsletters, and traffic on department-run websites was on the increase, too. Joining us now for an update on how the 2013 tourism season has been faring so far is South Dakota Secretary of Tourism Jim Hagan. And Jim, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks for having me on.
Well, how has tourism in the state been looking since Memorial Day?
I think it's been a pretty strong summer. It's been pretty solid all the way around. We look at all of our indicators. In fact, we just had a meeting yesterday, and we periodically do this every couple of weeks throughout the summer to look at our indicators and how things are trending and what we're seeing. And the numbers look really solid across the board. For example, our visitor counts at our information centers across the state in terms of total people, we're up about 6% over last year, and last year was a really solid year for us. Total car count is up about 4.4%. We look at reservations as they occur January through yesterday, July 30, and we're seeing really strong reservations from folks around the country, and especially in our key target market. So one area that I've been concerned about all summer long has been our occupancy rates in the hotels for all four of our tourism regions. Those have been down a little bit. Camping has been really strong across the state, and there are some factors that particular Smith Travel Research report, when they look at hotel occupancy, doesn't take into consideration. So those have been down just a little bit, but all in all, it's been a really strong summer. I'm never completely satisfied unless all of our partners are experiencing tremendous growth. So that's one of our goals that we always keep reaching for. We've talked to some partners who have had really tremendous growth this summer, almost record-breaking growth. There are some who, kind of same as last year, maybe down a bit. So, I'd love to get to the point where all of our partners are seeing record growth every year, but a pretty solid summer.
Are these partners in different parts of the states, or just
different? It just varies. Yeah, it varies from, one region to the other, and, one partner a few doors down can be setting records this summer, where the other is they're having a good summer, but maybe not as strong as they wanted it to be. So it just sort of varies from entity to entity, from all regions.
You'd think that some of the recent cold weather that we've had, that would help with the hotel and motels.
Yeah, that's affected it quite a bit, and it's sometimes you easily forget just the cold weather. And even going into this season, boy, when you think back to May, we had a blizzard that first week in May, and people were still shoveling snow, and that really affects the start of the season, because people really start getting in that mind frame in late March, April, about planning a vacation, and there's nothing like throwing wet snow on those plans than having a blizzard that first week in May or major snowstorm. But that's okay. I mean, we deal with those sort of things. Sometimes you can expect them, anticipate them, other times you can't, but things have picked up since then.
Well, last year there were fires, but not the flooding of the year before that. Both of those things helped, you think, with tourism this summer, not having those negative things.
Well, yeah, and we've been so fortunate. In fact, all the states surrounding us. You look at Colorado last year; just had terrific and horrific fires, and we had our share. But I just can't give enough praise to U.S. Forest Service personnel, our own state forestry division, who, once they see a fire starting, they jump right on it. So we've been really fortunate in that regard. I was really concerned going into the summer about the drought that we've been experiencing, and it's still dry, in a number of areas. We've had, quite a good amount of rainfall in others, but, just continue to knock on wood. We had, just a small fire last week that started, and, boy, those crews were on it right away and kept it to, just under an acre or a little over an acre. So really have been fortunate, but, yeah, really, really happy that we haven't had to deal with that this summer.
Gas prices have been rather high lately, but I think they were high last summer as well. How much impact do gas prices have on tourism?
Yeah, they do. I mean, consumers are definitely taking a look at those gas prices. Anytime we can, as I've relayed probably to your listeners in the past, anytime those gas prices will stay under $4 a gallon is a good thing for us and for, all tourism destinations, especially when you're a drive destination as we are. There's something about that $4 a gallon, just a little over $4, that starts getting into the psyche of visitors. But we've been fortunate again to keep, you know, those gas prices, you know, varying from anywhere from the 350 range and higher up to 380. You know, again, fortunate there, and we haven't had any complaints at all this summer about gas prices.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, and we're talking with South Dakota Secretary of Tourism Jim Hagen. Do you know where most of the visitors to South Dakota are coming from?
Yeah, we sure do. You know, our target markets are, you know, as they have been for probably the last 10 years, and they remain really our bread and butter, and we've added a few new markets actually over the last 2 years as well. But Minnesota continues to be a really strong market for us historically and again this year. Wisconsin, Nebraska is a good market for us. Kansas City is a market we added 2 years ago. That performed really well for us, and it has performed really well for us the last 2 years. Iowa, Des Moines, was a market that we were in a number of years ago but hadn't been in for a while. That has performed really strongly for us. We are in the Chicago market this year for the first time ever through a digital campaign. We have long-term plans there to enter Chicago with more traditional means, meaning TV and print, but the digital campaign has performed really well there. We've had some guerrilla marketing tactics that we've employed with our presidential mascots and our bus tour in Chicago. So that's going to be a really great market for us. We've continued to look at indicators, inquiries coming in from Illinois and from the Chicago area in particular, as we're out with our guerrilla marketing tactics, or we're there for media blitzes. The feedback we get from visitors, potential visitors in Chicago, and travel writers, media writers in that area, just all of them say, this is going to be a great market for you guys. People from Chicago won't have a problem jumping in a car and driving there, and you have what we're looking for in terms of beauty and history and culture. So I'm excited once we can finally get in there full steam.
You mentioned the presidential mascots bus tour, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt. That was, I think, a couple of weeks. Was that... That sounds like it was a successful venture.
It was. You know, it takes a while to compile the data to make sure that our numbers are correct. But, yeah, it was we were in a 47-foot bus, just draped in beautiful South Dakota imagery. We had 60 stops, 8 states, 14 cities, all in 17 days. And a lot of those stops included really good media stops. We were on WGN TV in Chicago. They gave us a lot of airtime on their morning news show, which is the number one news show in Chicago. Fox 4 in Kansas City, which is the number one news station, featured the mascots quite a bit in their morning news program as well, and then appeared on a morning news show in Des Moines and had coverage in Fargo and Eau Claire, Wisconsin. The mascots appeared on a morning news show. So really, really pleased. It exceeded our expectations. We had about 2.5 million digital impressions. We ran a campaign or a vacation giveaway through our Facebook page during the 2 weeks, and just in that 2 week period, we picked up 20,000 new fans. In the 2 week period, 11,000 entries into our vacation giveaway, and those were all brand new folks that we had never heard from before. So really successful all the way around. I was just so pleased with the media coverage, the reception. We attended events, for example, one in Kansas City that had about 60 to 70,000 people in attendance. And it was so fun to get out of that bus, take the presidential mascots out before this Memorial Day crowd, and watch as the crowd would erupt in applause as the mascots would come, and then they would just be swarmed. People wanted their pictures taken with them, and we were able to talk about South Dakota, pass out information about our vacation giveaway. So it was really, just really at the end of the day, very, very pleased with the outreach.
Well, will you send the presidential mascots out on the road again? Won't be quite
well,
the same novelty as this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, so... I think our next, probably our next big stop is, most of your listeners may or may not know that Macy's has invited South Dakota Tourism back for another 3 years to be in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So that has just been a phenomenal outreach for us. Macy's has been just spectacular to work with, and we really love what they stand for in terms of their emphasis on Americana and families. So we'll be back there in November with another float, and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will take presidential mascots out ahead of time. We're already working on doing some new things this year in New York City. We're working on potentially trying to garner a little bit more media attention while we're out there. Our team is hard at work on that. So We'll definitely share that with your listeners as soon as things come to fruition. We don't yet know who will be the talent on our float. We've had really great talent the last couple of years from Don McLean singing American Pie to Neil Diamond. But I and a colleague of mine will be out in New York City next week to visit with Macy's about the parade and start wrapping up some of those details. So we're excited to get there again.
Now, earlier this month, I read that the tourism department hosted a tour for Chinese tour operators.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It is. I tell you what, it's been so fun to see the growth in our international domestic trade sales team here just the last couple of years. Carl, we have so many inquiries and so much interest from international journalists and group tour operators to come to South Dakota. We can hardly stay on top of all the requests. In fact, we're already booking out in future years for what we call familiarization tours, where we bring journalists in and group tour operators in to learn about the state. The Chinese market is absolutely exploding all over the United States. The Chinese economy, as most of us know, has just blossomed over the last 10 years. Discretionary income has grown tremendously in China, and they love to travel. The middle class has grown so tremendously in China. So we're finding that they want to take trips abroad. They want to come to the United States. On average, most of those Chinese travelers are spending anywhere between $3,000 to $6,000 per visitor on each trip that they take. That's the highest of any visitor spending in the world by any traveler. And so it's a great market for us. They're very interested in South Dakota. There's very much an appeal to Crazy Horse Memorial, to Mount Rushmore, to the wide open prairies, the big blue skies. The Chinese travelers and group tour operators that we deal with are always commenting on our beautiful big sky here in South Dakota, our glacial lakes, the Missouri River, the Native American history and culture. They're really interested in that. So not only that market, we entered Australia and New Zealand 2 years ago. That is performing really well for us. We've been in the UK and Germany and France and Italy and Holland and Belgium for 15 to 20 years. Those continue to perform really well for us. So it's only going to grow in the years ahead.
And how do you sell the state to people of other countries? Is it the things that you just mentioned, the big sky, the
yeah,
river, the
absolutely.
Lakes, Mount Rushmore?
It's no different than probably what we would do domestically to people. I mean, we talk about our wonderful state parks, our national parks and memorials, our wide open spaces, our big skies, our Native American history and culture, our Old West history and culture, just everything that you can think of we sell. And as I'm saying that, I was just looking down at a statistic. Just at our info centers this summer, over last summer, we're seeing almost 20% growth over last summer with international visitors stopping at our info centers. So that is really huge.
Are there certain challenges, though, with having more international visitors? I'm thinking, first thing that comes to the top of the head is just language barriers.
Sure, there are, and it's one thing that's always amazing is I think when I have been able to travel abroad or travel throughout the country and you meet visitors from other countries, one, their English is really good. they do such a good job at other countries of teaching English as a second language. So they really all do have a pretty good grasp on English. But there's always an interpreter who is with the group tours who's able to interpret if language becomes a barrier. There are other things, especially with the Chinese market with just customs that they have, things that they expect when they stay at a hotel in terms of food and tea in the morning and things that we need to be cognizant of. And as we continue to grow in those areas, those are things that the Department of Tourism will take a lead on to share with people in the hotel industry and at events and attractions. So, I think the biggest challenge for us is, it's always, we could definitely have a broader reach with more resources, but resources are limited for everybody, and I think we do a tremendous job with what we have. But again, we don't want to grow too fast because in those markets either, because you sort of want to stay on par with the demand that is coming through as well. And like I relayed just a few minutes ago, I mean, we're definitely seeing a lot of demand and a lot of interest in South Dakota. So it's all good. At the end of the day, I'm so excited about what's happening internationally for us. And it's good for our industry as a whole, too.
Now we're talking about summer tourism. Does the tourism department go in a different mode once we start getting near the winter months? Do you start work as hard with winter tourism campaigns?
Yeah, so it's a great question. So we will enter what we call our fall shoulder season here. In fact, we're already entering it. Some of our marketing already began a few days ago for the fall shoulder season in some of our markets. So and our audience is a little bit different, tend to be more retired couples, boomer couples that are taking those trips. But we also have a lot of hunting marketing that's going on as well for pheasant hunting in South Dakota. So those, like I said, those campaigns have already begun for the fall. And for the winter, Deadwood has traditionally been a winter partner for us, although last year Sioux Falls also joined us in a great winter campaign, which we were very excited about, and they did a tremendous job. So one thing, we're trying to keep, one thing that we're getting feedback on is from some of our visitors is that they really like to see sort of a year-round message from South Dakota that has more of a peak emphasis, but we also don't want to overlook what we have to offer in terms of the fall. And you look at the fall foliage that we have, which is just absolutely tremendous. It was just last year that Today Show named the Peter Norbeck Scenic Byway one of the top 10 fall foliage sites or drives in the United States. So we definitely don't overlook that. Winter, we definitely have great snowmobiling. You can ski here. I mean, you obviously have the fun in Deadwood with gaming and entertainment there as well. So you'll continue to see us put an emphasis on those areas, but also continue to put more of an emphasis, too, on our year-round peak offerings as well.
Jim Hagan is South Dakota Secretary of Tourism. Jim, thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday, and I know we'll talk again in the future.
Sounds good. Carl, thanks for having me on, and have a great rest of the summer.
Thank you. You as well.